We've been talking for a few weeks now about the impact of the COVID-19 virus on China's economy. And now we're starting to see how the industries are most affected. One of those is the global garlic industry. Prices for garlic have seen a sharp increase over the last several months. And Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, joins us now with more. And Ali, here's a fact that many of us might not have known. More than two-thirds of fresh garlic that the U.S. imports actually comes from China. What has been the impact on garlic shipments?
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that, and I consume a great deal of garlic. And actually, Americans are consuming much more garlic than they used to. So we've got two types of garlic costs. We've got the wholesale and the retail garlic. So let's take retail, the one that you buy at the store. The cost of five bulbs, a sleeve of garlic, was about $1.43 in stores during the first couple weeks of February compared to January. That's an increase. That is a major increase, but it's not as big as the 60% increase in wholesale garlic because we import so much garlic. China produced about 49 billion pounds of garlic in 2018.
Wow, it's hard to wrap my head around that.
Well, I don't even know what that looks like in numbers. But the U.S. imported 199 million fresh pounds of garlic in 2018, most of which came from China, the 70% of which came from China. So if you like garlic, the price of garlic has gone up.
I know it's hard to tell, I'm guessing, but is this a short-term impact or will we see prices gradually go up, up, and up over time?
Well, we have to think about it more broadly as other commodities, right? There are other things that have gone up and gone down. If you look at soybeans, for instance, China is a major importer of soybeans, and those prices have gone down because Chinese demand has gone down. So the thing we have to think about is how long this whole thing lasts. China's production of kind of everything it does has slowed down since the outbreak of COVID-19 or coronavirus. Garlic takes about 9 months to grow, and then it gets harvested in the summer. But everything about, you know, garlic is a good way to understand the whole production supply chain in China, right? There are farms on which people are not working. There are roads and shipping routes that have been closed down. There are factories that are closed down. So it's all part of it. Ultimately, we may be peaking in coronavirus and people, you know, we have some reports from Procter & Gamble and other companies that factories are opening up again. So it's probably not a long-term thing, but it's a good, very direct indication of how closely tied this global supply chain is.
Yeah, I mean, we're reading 39% of the world's fruit and vegetable production actually comes from that area. We're also reading that Tyson Foods is facing challenges in China. And Tyson Foods CEO Noel White says it's because of COVID-19. What are you hearing?
So the grain of salt here is that a lot of companies are coming out and saying things are not going to be as great and they're blaming it on COVID-19. And we don't know how to parse that just yet. In some cases, it could be true. Noel White spoke at an investor conference in Florida, and he said there's issues getting chicken exports out of the U.S. and to China. And Tyson's got its own businesses in China, and they're having trouble. He thinks that once the outbreak is contained, things will happen a little more clearly. However, the pork imports from China, imports to China from the United States have increased. China's had this problem, African swine fever. It's a contagious disease, and it affects pigs and things like that. So they're importing more pork, but less chicken at the moment.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you.
My pleasure.